Breakfast with Martin Pester.
It is a Friday morning, school holidays, massive music festival tomorrow. Life is good, yeah? Yeah? And of course, on Sunday, it is St. Patrick's Day, isn't it?
Bit of Irish.
Good morning, Ard Matthews.
Good morning.
Good morning. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning.
How's your Irish accent?
Oh, fails at times.
Oh, no. That's good.
It's better.
That's almost as good as mine.
Is it better?
Oh. Give me some more then there.
But I'm going to concede. I'm going to concede. You got this, bro.
It's declared.
You got this one.
You see, because he knows, I was this close.
I ain't a fighter, you know.
I was this close in challenging him on a dance-off.
Irish dance-off.
I only do dance-offs in the nude, so I would win.
This man is good.
You are speaking his language.
He's good.
Guys.
Hold on. I got the right music for that one. Here we go.
Hang on. We're live streaming this on Facebook.
Thanks, Carla. You just
get the lube. Let's do it. Come on.
Oh, man. Listen.
Oh, my word.
If you're just tuning in, Ard Matthews in the studio.
Always too far. What's it too far, right?
How are you, man? You good?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
You're still in Cape Town?
I am, yes, living there.
Yeah, cool,
Hat Bay, Castle Life going well. It's all
so
cool.
How weird is that? So our clue this morning for the Ed Sheeran meet and greet is Castle on the Hill.
Ah.
And now you come in, and I remember that you live in a castle, and you've got a recording studio in the castle there.
Mm.
Is it the same castle we're talking about, though?
Have I been implicated in this somehow? Am I part of the clue?
No,
who knows?
But you said that we broadcast there. We don't broadcast in Hat Bay.
Well, listen, Alma. You see, Alma?
Hat Bay is a republic all on its own. Don't people know? They can thank you later.
We can rule Ard Matthews' castle out. It's not
or
that
can
one.
You?
Or can
you? Oh, no, man.
Do you know Ed Sheeran?
We've lost touch a little bit recently. since his birth.
Around about then. Are you a fan of The Cure?
The Cure, are you joking? Yeah, of course.
How excited are you to be on that, to be there tomorrow?
Yeah, no. Well, we did our sound check yesterday. It's such a big production, and there's
is it?
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's one of the biggest stages I've ever seen. And it's just world class. It looks incredible. I think people are going to be so blown away. It's massive. I don't think people can really even comprehend. It's just really, really big, beautiful. The sound is huge, super professional, and it's going to be amazing, man. Super excited.
You are there tomorrow in solo capacity, right?
Yeah, so it's my first kind of big one under my own name.
As a solo artist?
Yeah, I've got a full band around it, which just to fill up a big stage like that.
Of course.
And also we've been jamming as a kind of the full band configuration. So it's a nice tip of the cap for me. It's a big one.
Mm.
Obviously, I do get to play just Ginger songs because they are mine, you know, so there will be a few that I wrote, and then the emphasis is on new album as well and just kind of transitioning and moving along.
On the show this morning, we're going to play you one of the new singles from Ard Matthews. You will see him and his solo band on stage tomorrow, and yeah, there definitely will be some Ginger songs in there as well.
Yeah.
You wrote and you're very well known and famous for them, so I believe that you're going to do one for us on the show for Friday Live.
You know what? Why not? Absolutely. My morning voice is unbelievable. You know?
Yeah, and if you ask nicely.
I'm sorry, did you hear me laugh?
I heard the laugh before you even started laughing.
It's just almost as good as my morning dancing. You know, I'm not quite
our morning dancing.
So our morning
Thank
dancing.
You.
So, coming up for Friday Live, Ard Matthews can do Friday Live and play one of his solo songs, and we're going to give away tickets to The Cure tomorrow.
And you're going to be the backup dancer whilst he sings.
Only if I can use my hands. That's why.
Interpretive man, please.
Yeah. That's why I don't like Irish dancing. Like, don't tell me what to do with my hands. Come on.
We always keep it real. Real. On Breakfast with Martin Bester. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. 6 to 9 a.m. Yeah. What I love about Martin is that he's real.
And he's got a wicked sense of humor too. It's a fantastic package.
Jacaranda FM.